Hello.
Good morning. My name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call? I need to
Yes,
advise
ma'am.
you,
This is
this
her.
call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had filed a claim with a young man on the phone last week sometime, and he gave me a PIN number, and I forgot what the number was, so I haven't been able to put in the claim for unemployment.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling for your temporary PIN number. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that. Can I please have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 079-628325.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 079-628325.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Tanisha Franklin, 2374. My mother's maiden name is Franklin.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I haven't been able to do it yet because I've been trying to get back to someone about the PIN number.
Yes, ma'am. Before the end of this call, I will be able to provide you with your temporary PIN number. But first, I'm going to ask
yes,
you some
ma'am.
Questions. Have your name changed?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I have my GED.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
The state is Alabama. The number is 830. I think nine. Oh, Lord, let me get the card. 830-9780. I don't want to be saying the wrong number. Hold on 1 second, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, yes, ma'am. It's 830-9780.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I prefer the prepaid card.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the benefits card.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 2619 Berkeley Avenue. Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
251-405-8734.
And what is your email address?
The letter T, Franklin, 1258@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be T, Franklin, 1258@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address is 2619 Berkeley Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the foreign cities has the current or former association to you? Is it Yonkers? Is it New York? Is it Bronx? Is it Amherst? Or is it none of the above?
New York.
Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's a 1116 Deering Downs Drive. It's a 2419 St. Stephen's Road. It's a 5633 Jackson Way. It's a 935 Merriweather Road. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
2419 St. Stephen's Road.
Which of the foreign colleges have you attended? It's a Hope International University. It's a Montgomery Community College. It's a Roanoke Bible College. It's a Sitting Bull College. Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't know what that is.
A TRA is something like a trade.
No, no, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am. Oh, since the last time I filed? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you said yes. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
November 26th.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be on November the 26th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 251-405-8734.
No, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama or employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve for active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title and description?
I was an assistant store manager.
Okay, you said assistant manager. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
With your job description, were you directly supervising sales workers in a retail establishment or department?
No, ma'am.
Were you performing routine clerical and administrative functions such as drafting correspondence, scheduling appointments, organizing and maintaining paper and electronic files, or providing information to callers?
No, ma'am.
When you assist in professionals from a wide variety of fields, such as psychology, rehabilitation, or social worker, to provide clinic services as well as support for families?
No, ma'am.
When you supervise the workers engaged in preparing and serving food?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
It was Bun Holding.
That's going to be Bun Holdings Incorporation.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employer phone number?
Hold on one second. Two five one six two two one seven two zero.
That's gonna be 251-622-1720.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
What? I'm sorry.
What is your employment start date?
July 26, 2021.
That's going to be July 26, 2021.
Yes, ma'am.
When was the last day that you worked?
November 26, 2022.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be November 26, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Mobile, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
I'm sorry?
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Is that my separated employer? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Let me say, is that your last employment? Bun Holdings, is that your last employment?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
They let me go. They said I had too many complaints, but they never told me what the complaints were for.
Have you been discharged?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Could you say that's a violation of company policy, unsatisfactory work?
I know it wasn't unsatisfactory work. I asked them what was the excuse, and no one has gotten back to me yet about that. Because just saying too many complaints about what?
Yes,
it has to be complaints about something.
Yes, ma'am. Did you just want me to put you down for no reason given? Or misconduct?
I guess so, because I asked them and, you know, I haven't received any word yet. I asked them, what is the professional name for the reason you're letting me go? It can't just be too many complaints. Too many complaints about what? Too many complaints about my work ethic? Too many complaints about my attitude? Too many complaints about how I'm dressed? What is it the complaints about? And I don't know, so.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Miss LaShika Mitchell. Is it Mitchell or Shepherd? I think it's LaShika Mitchell.
Okay, was she your manager, your supervisor, the
HR?
Yeah, she was
my manager, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What date when you inform a termination?
November 28th.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be November the 28th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
I was told that I had to be taken off the schedule and that they were letting me go, and I asked why. And she said it was too many complaints. There was an incident with the customer, and there were too many complaints. So I don't, that's it.
Okay, you said you were told that you had to be taken off the schedule, that they will be able to let you go because of too many complaints?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
There was nothing I could do. Just back away.
Okay, you say it wasn't nothing that you can do, just back away. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Okay, right. Let me get a pen right now. I hope I have. Okay, you can go ahead. I'm ready.
Your temporary PIN number is 2578.
2578, okay.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. I'm sorry, that's going to be 2574. My apology.
Okay, 2574.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bossnet.
Okay, wait a minute. Alabama.
That's going to be Alabama Words.
Word?
Words, like you work for someone, but going to have an S
okay,
at the
Alabama
end.
Work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Alabama Work.
.alabama. Which is spelled all the way out.
Okay, M-A. Okay.
.gov.
/bossnet/what?
Bossnet, which is spelled V like in Valerie. O S.
Okay.
VOSNET slash.
Okay, VOSNET slash.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision of your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. So after I get off the phone with you, do I need to file the claim or do I wait until Sunday?
You have to be able to wait until Sunday to file your claim. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that's going to be for your weekly certification.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. That was it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.